Hey guys, girls, and non-binary folk. Welcome back to Work the Podcast, the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap. I'm Maya, he's Brendan.
Yes, God.
Today we'll be discussing season 13, episode 12, wow, entitled Nice Girls Roast.
Episode 47, I mean.
Yeah.
Yes. So, hi everyone, it's me, Brendan. So yes, by the way, everybody, for those who don't know, you can interact with us by emailing us at workthepod@gmail.com. And that is W-E-R-Q, by the way, W-E-R-Q, thepod@gmail.com. And then you can follow us on all of our socials, which is of course going to be listed in the description of this episode. And last but not least, subscribe wherever you are listening. And of course, give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a great review because that's how people find us. Thank you.
It's always a production.
Thank you for your time. It's Thank always you for a production. Every you know, week. I like to mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why you can't just fucking read it, but you just gotta.
Well, because I like to give it a little pizzazz.
Always.
I am the Michael Scott of this podcast.
Oh Lord, people love making The Office their personality. Brendan, how you doing this?
Oh my God, same with like Harry Potter and everything
else. I don't like any of those things. Don't really. I mean, The Office is not.
Well, you don't like anything.
I don't.
So like there. What do they call that?
Office is mediocre at best. I mean.
Okay, I swear to God, I literally was like, this close to hitting leave.
It's funny, but like I couldn't sit here and like, first I would never like watch a marathon of The Office. It's just not, I feel like it's not a marathonable show to me. I don't know. I also don't like shows in that format. You know, I like reality TV.
That's where you're wrong. Clearly you haven't watched The Office more because of scripted television. The Office is actually filmed. It feels more like a reality.
Bitch,
show.
I know that. The fuck? Yeah, I never seen it before.
But so then I'm surprised that you ain't like it.
Where are the jokes? I said it, I meant it. It's just, I feel the same thing about fucking Friends. Feel the same thing about.
I don't watch Friends. That's a different type of thing.
Yeah, Friends is extremely Caucasian. Seinfeld had never been funny.
Don't watch Seinfeld. Don't watch Frasier. Don't watch Friends.
What's another one that people really gag for? I feel like Friends is like number one. You know when when white girls like, you don't watch Friends? I'm like, bitch, do you watch Living Single? They're like, what's that? I'm like, exactly my point. Exactly my point.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really, nobody that I know, I feel like, is like a huge Friends like fan.
You don't got white girlfriends?
I don't have like.
Said no.
Well, I do. No, I do. But like,
said, girl, no, I don't.
No, I do. But like, I don't have like those. Like, I don't have, you know, not those type of white girlfriends. You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But you know, I don't know. We're just like, I mean, there's like a lot wrong with that. But like, you know,
it's just not a couple. Like, girls, that's what you want to watch. That's cute. But don't ask me to watch it with you because it's gonna be a no for me, dog. it's definitely gonna be a no for me. What else happened this week? What's the happenings going on? Oh, there's a lot of Drag Race things going on this week.
Yes,
there's a lot of international all stars. We talked about it last week how the cast kind of got leaked, and I guess this week because that happened, the girls are kind of doing damage control, and they're trying to. I think the main story was with Manila, how she, I guess, opened up a Cameo account this week, you know, trying to be like, hey guys, I'm doing cameos, but still has not done one cameo from her account. So like, where are you? You know, like you're away somewhere filming something. I think they're trying to make it so it seems like they're not away doing things. Also, the person from Thailand was one of the hosts from Thailand, Pangina, that's her name. Yes.
So I guess host?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh damn, that's kind of fun.
Cause she's like, she's a queen too. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know. I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. that's fun. Like, yeah. The host. Brooklyn Heights should come back.
No, thanks. I think
just kidding, but
I think it was this week or last week. I don't recall the timeline. Pam Jenna opened up her own club in Thailand. Yeah. And I guess it opened back up. I guess restrictions in Thailand lifted, but she wasn't there for the opening of her own bar, which is kind of strange, which makes me think, where are you? Maybe somewhere filming something? Question mark.
So to me, it's just like, I just feel like if I was in charge here, right? Which I'm not.
Okay. just so everybody's clear.
Just so we're all clear. If I was in charge though, and like there was just even if there was leaking of the cast and it was right, I'd be like full speed ahead and just release the cast.
Yeah. But I don't.
That's
I don't,
it.
But I don't.
You don't
think
gotta release like promo.
They haven't finished. They didn't even film it yet, though. That's the problem. They're right, still filming. That's such a long time.
Just get ahead of it though, and just film at least like the little intro promo thing, and then do the rest.
But girl, they got timelines that are already set. You know, they could be filming the promo 2 months.
Get ahead of it.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not right for them. Also, apparently, somebody in Baga's camp, I don't know if it was a friend or, you know, a current enemy, leaked all of her looks that she's going to be wearing on All Stars International, which I think is very fucked up. That ain't right.
I just don't.
That ain't right.
Get it.
Yeah.
I don't get why.
Because I mean, you know what I mean? All I can think of is someone that's like disgruntled with her. That's what I've come to think.
Yeah.
Somebody that felt scorned.
But like, even so, I mean, I guess it is like, you know, just spiteful.
Yeah.
There's no other reason for it other than just being spiteful, because it's just like, that can't be that much of a money grab type of situation.
No. Yeah. I was thinking that too. I was like, maybe money was involved, but like, I think it was linked on like Reddit or something. So like, you probably didn't get any money for it.
Yeah, you probably didn't get any money for it. Yeah. You got maybe a few clicks, but that doesn't equivalent to anything really.
Right.
So I just don't get that sometimes. Yeah. Other than you're just like, because you really don't look like anything else other than a spiteful like biatch.
Right, a bitter bitch. Like,
yeah, a bitter Betty. You know, and like, whether or not, I don't know what happened betweenst the two,
right.
But like, either way, it's just like, ew. Chill the fuck out.
Yeah. So there was a lot of international All-Stars news. And I guess also this week, I guess Tamishii Mann has been doing a lot of lives. You. Stop. Well, coming for World of Wonder, apparently, has been doing a lot of lives and basically saying when her NDAs are up at the end of this season, basically she's going to spill the tea about how this season is rigged. But like, Tamisha, all of the seasons are rigged, you know? All of them are rigged. So that's not news. That's not anything new. I mean, girl, we've been watching the season. We could tell it's been rigged because they ain't doing a very good job of hiding it. So.
Okay. So the Tamisha and Candy thing, it was very much so calculated.
Yeah, very contrived. Absolutely. Very much.
But so. I mean, they did do some of the worst in that week.
Yeah.
So it's like a weird thing.
I don't think she's talking about that specifically. I think she's talking about the whole I think she's talking about the season as a whole is rigged.
The reason I said that is because, like, to me, I think the Candy Muse and Tamisha Iman thing was absolutely looked like there was some producer meddling in there.
Yeah.
Other than that, this season, which I mean, I'm sure there is. I mean, I would not be surprised. Right. So I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying, like, I do also feel like a lot of, while I haven't agreed with some of this, well, actually, time out, because
he's let me backtrack real quick.
Because it is kind of rigged, because they be throwing Simone all the way up to the top. And she ain't fucking cutting it.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I think anyway. With what they did, especially with Denali and Tina, especially, I think that their eliminations, obviously, I don't think production wanted them to go into top four, clearly, by the way that they were eliminated, because I think Denali's was not fair to her. I also think Tina's was not fair to her either. Because
I can agree with that, even though I didn't care for Tina's drag or Tina.
Right.
I do feel like Tina did a little bit better in that.
Exactly. I didn't like Tina wasn't my favorite either, but I think the way that she went home was not fair to her.
Mm-mm. I agree. And then, yeah, I can agree. So, yeah, I mean, I can understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
But also, Candy, you ain't got to fucking wait until your NDA is up. You just read the blogs, baby. We already know that. Like,
exactly. Again, we watch the show. We know that
it. We're like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, we're not dumb yet. If you're a true Drag Race fan and you've watched earlier seasons where they didn't do as much of this shit.
Yeah.
And you watch now.
Girl, you watch the other seasons. You watch UK. You're like, God damn.
I mean, yeah, UK alone. Like, UK is like, if you're not, like, which is weird because it's RuPaul and Michelle.
Yeah.
And then, so it's just, it's the same girls, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like much more like, I guess maybe it's just values and like, maybe like in the UK, they don't value like the drama necessarily as much. I mean, they love, like, they like drama and cattiness, but they don't want that to be what puts somebody, I guess, maybe to the top. I don't fucking know.
I think, and that's what I was thinking too. I was thinking, you know, drag has become such a huge thing in America, but like, this is getting down a really rabbit hole. But I think that
we'll wrap it up in a minute, folks.
I think that America is a more conservative country than England is, even though the girls don't think it is. But if you really take a look at it, it definitely is. Number one, stick with me here. Stick with me. So I think that the girls in the UK, when it comes to like drag and cross-dressing, I think the audience also is more receptive to that, you know what I mean? Like, you can just see, like, even the what was that runway that they did, the panto dame, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
that's a whole show based off of men fucking cross-dressing that they take like kids to. That ain't no thing in America. Tell me one thing they got like that in America. Nothing.
They don't. Well, exactly. Here's the thing, like, we censor sexualizations and other, you know, other things out of the norm in terms of bodies and just anything like that. Right. That's what we censor here.
Right.
But what we don't censor is things like violence and shoot 'em up and fucking
not hashtag shoot 'em up.
Hashtag shoot 'em up and all that shit. But over there, I feel like that's probably a little bit more, they don't show violence maybe as much.
Right. What I say that to say, I just think that the culture is different. And I think that attitudes are different. Yeah. I think that the way that people go about arguments and go about taking things personally is different. Lastly, I also think that the girls in the UK don't have, like, Bimini just posted, I just saw it on Instagram. She said before the season, she only had 13K followers. She has 700,000 followers now.
Wait, that's before the season?
Before the season, she had 13K. That's nuts. That's nuts. And I say that to say, girls in America come in with almost 700K followers when they come into the fucking season. You know, in the UK, it's not like that.
There is something... Right there, I don't think there's been a single queen who's come on Drag Race America who has increased their probably.
I don't that quickly. I don't.
But like
know.
That I quickly,
I don't
know.
Think so. I really
there
don't
has
think
to be
so.
Something to be said about that because like her fucking like
that's crazy.
Star power, whatever you want to call it, is clearly there because.
Yeah.
The world is just eating her up.
Yeah. We love Bimini. I don't know. There's something about, there's something about Bimini. The
femme, whether you're he, Bimini. She, or them.
There's also something to be said about taste, too, I feel like. Taste is just such a...
He just loves his beans on toast.
It's just, taste is such an anomaly. Like, taste doesn't give a fuck about anything. Taste is just, I'm here for a good time in a long time, and that's it. He said,
nummies.
I fucking love taste. Also, taste influenced me to get colored contacts, so I bought them, and they're on their way.
I am afraid. I can't even, like, put eye drops in my eyes, so.
Oh, my God. That was me when I first wore contacts when I was, like, 13. It took me literally 2 hours in the eye doctor to put them on.
What are you
saying?
Yeah.
It took me fucking, I was sitting there. My mom was like, we need to hurry this process up.
Yeah, no, that would be me. That would literally be me, because I've never had contacts. I mean, I need to get my eyes checked, but that's, we need to get it on
Anyway, that was a tangent.
Yeah, sorry about it. But again, we are having Drag Race tangents, so it all applies.
Yes. Just to wrap it up, just saying there's a lot of things going on in the Drag Race world, and we love Bimini. That's it. That's all I'm trying to say. We love
Bimini.
So back to season 13, episode 12. Almost got it mixed up.
This many episodes last season?
Good question. I'm not sure. We can look it up though.
Hold on. Let me see.
Probably, I feel like, I mean, I could just scroll I could just scroll on the document too, but I didn't feel like doing that. We didn't. How many?
Oh, wait a minute. Fucking.
I feel like it was like episode 12.
13 was the grand finale.
Interesting. God, Jesus Christ.
Drag Race fans who are listening, for context, last season 12 of Drag Race, at this point, last season, which was also during COVID, ended up, we were in the grand finale.
There's still six fucking girls left. Six
with way too many girls left.
Way too many what?
Girls.
And just for context, also, season six, this was the last episode before the finale. So, just so we're all fucking clear. Because this season is going on for far too long. I don't know. Since the last episode, I'm like, oh my God, we're at six. I feel like I'm finally seeing like the end. You know what I mean? I'm finally like, oh, we're dwindling down. We're getting there.
Is it going to be live?
I haven't heard anything about it yet, so I'm not
sure. Or do you think this is going to be like a final four and then they... crown the queen like on the show,
I think,
like they did for season two of All Stars.
I don't think it's gonna be like right. I don't think it's gonna be like on the show. What I'm predicting is it's probably going to be live, probably just the top four and then the girls from the season. It probably won't be an audience or anything like that. That's my prediction. Again, I haven't heard anything about it, so I don't know.
If it is coming, if it has already been filmed, has the finale been filmed?
I don't think so. No.
Well, because I was gonna say, if the finale has not been filmed yet, I could see that they would have a crowd of like a slight crowd of vaccinated people or some shit like that. Or frontline workers or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I also don't know what they're like, what the restrictions are in California, so I don't really know what they're allowed to do and what they're not. So
right, but I hope, I feel like it's gonna be a good. I hope it's a good one. We deserve it after that fucking Zoom meeting we had last season.
That shit was fucking horrible. Anyway, for the opening of this episode, after Simone and Rosé's win, and Tina's elimination, the queens return to the workroom. Tina's lipstick message reads, "Live life with no apologies. Be your true authentic self. Live your light. Let your light shine. Turn it and burn it. The Manhattan Monster, Tina B." So after the girls return to the workroom, we get this same weird ass, but also just this whole episode is going to be a character study of Utica Queen. That's what this episode's going to be, because what the fuck was her, what was she in this episode, what the fuck was happening? It was so odd.
The whole thing. Yeah. What was going on?
Fucking odd. And I did not understand it. And also, just to backtrack, first thoughts about this episode. I hate roast because I hate awkwardness. I can't watch awkwardness on TV. It makes me like, I literally cringe and I like put my hands in front of my eyes because I couldn't watch it. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God, I hate it. I hate it.
I love roasts.
Oh, I hate it. Oh God. It was so fucking cringy to me.
I just love watch like the Comedy Central roasts. I live.
Well, that's because they're funny and they're good. These bitches wasn't funny. But
sometimes cringe is just as funny to watch as this episode was. No. I was cackling the whole time during the Utica set. I don't know about you, girl.
No, I was not.
It was so bad that it was hilarious.
I was sinking in my seat. I said, "Oh my God, I want this to fucking."
I just had deja vu, by the way. That was weird, but it was so fucking bad. Yeah, sidebar. It was so bad that I was dying laughing.
You were the Lonnie Love. That's what you were. You were Lonnie Love.
I was Lonnie loving all over the place when I was watching this episode. Her fucking, she was critiquing her the house.
We'll get there, bitch. Other girls talk about how Candy still does not have a win yet. She's the only person that's there that has not had a win yet. Also, I was thinking at the end of this episode, the only people who have not lip synced in the bottom are Rosé and Mick, right? That are still there. Or has Olivia has a bit.
They've all technically lip synced.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. I'm not counting those first two episodes. Olivia hasn't been in the bottom. Has Olivia been in the bottom too? Yeah, she has. She has, right? I can't remember. Has she? I feel like she has. Right?
I think so. That's the tea, and I'm sorry. Maybe that's like unprofessional as a podcast host.
But like, I don't care. I don't give a shit. But like, I can't remember because there's so many goddamn people.
There's just World of Wonder. You've had far too many episodes.
Okay, let me look it up real quick. I fucking can't remember. Yeah, she did. She sent home. Oh no, she didn't. No, she hasn't lip synced. Yeah, she did.
She just
wait.
If you're the only, I mean, like I said, everybody did on the first episode. So.
Right, but I'm not counting those because I don't count. I really don't count those episodes.
That episode didn't happen.
It really didn't to me. Like those don't count. Like just like when Candy said she had a win from that episode, that first episode. No, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That's not a challenge win.
Like Candy, that episode was just null and void.
It really was. No,
all of them were.
Olivia has not lip synced.
Well then, Olivia, I think it might be.
Oh wait. She sent home Denali.
Hey, boys, it's girl Denali.
She sent home Denali. Why did I forget that that was a thing? She sent home Denali, so yes. So the only two people that have not lip-synced are Rosé and Mick. That's
got Mick.
Which makes me think...
Got Mick.
Those two are definitely going to be top four.
It was born a good baby.
Who else is going to get there? I'm not sure, but...
Got Mick, Rosé, Candy Muse.
I guess Simone.
And
I don't see Olivia making it, honestly. I really don't.
It'll be Simone.
Yeah, it definitely will be
Simone. I fucking don't even get me started.
Yeah. But yeah, that was it for the opening.
Yeah, so we end up going back to the what workroom. Excuse me. And so in this week's mini challenge, the queens are in pairs and they will star in a live makeup tutorial on how to create the perfect glam selfie featuring the Norvina palette by Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Ew.
But the trickeration, the goopery gaggery, is that one of them will be the face of the tutorial and one of them will be playing the arms. So they were paired up. Well, they got to actually choose the pairs, but they made it fun, basically, with their choices. There was Rosé and Candy, Simone and Olivia, and Got Mick and the wacky inflatable tube man.
That's so stupid.
So Norvina, which I did not know. I mean, I didn't even really know who Norvina was.
Do you know who she is now?
I do now. Okay. I mean, I've heard of her before.
I just wanted to know if you wanted me to explain who she was to you.
Yes, but is she related to Anastasia?
So Anastasia is the founder and CEO of Anastasia Beverly Hills. Norvina is her daughter.
That's what I thought.
Yes. She's the president. She is. This is what I have to say. I was thinking about it during the episode. I'm not for the really big lips, like injections. But I feel like Norvina, her fucking face is perfection. That bitch is stunning. I swear to God.
If you get it to, I mean, you don't need it at all. But if you get it to a point, I feel like hers isn't like, yes, she obviously looks like she's
Has some work done.
Yeah. But I don't feel like she looks like, you know, pumped yet. You know what I mean?
If you go on her Instagram, all of her Instagram pictures are very, very highly edited. So it makes her look even more fucking crazy. But like in real life, she doesn't look that like overdone. But like her hair is always some type of pastel color and she always matches her hair and her outfits. She's fucking great. She's said some kind of controversial things in the past, but you know. It's fine. It's okay. I'm looking
at her Insta right now.
But yeah, we like Norvina. She's cute. We like Anastasia. They're cute.
We're here for it.
Yeah. I actually really, really enjoyed this mini challenge. I thought it was actually really funny. Yes, it wasn't like cringy like the other ones.
This was a good episode.
Yes, it wasn't like what the fuck's happening. I mean, I don't know if it was, you know, I was having heart palpitations, but I thought it was a good challenge. I hope they do it again in the future because it was actually really funny.
Yes. Who did you laugh at them? I know Rose and Candy won, but who did you laugh at the most?
I also thought that Mick and Utica were really funny too.
Yes, and I honestly like. Here's the thing, because I could see Simone when she started, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was doing that thing, Gina.
God, please, can we drop it, please? Good God.
Yes, and then, but I don't know if you caught it, mm-hmm. but she did drop it.
She did.
She dropped, and then she just started acting like Simone because I was like, bitch, if you keep this going, I'm a call RuPaul.
Because as soon as Livia was stabbing her in the eye with that fucking makeup brush,
yes. She was as soon as she started, she said, I was like, oh, fuck, here we go again. Here we fucking go again.
Do it again? What did she do?
Time out. Let me take that, rewind it back. Ursher got the beat to make your booty go.
Oh, I was gonna say Ursher, we didn't make a friend yet.
No, I wanted you to do the clap.
Sorry.
Anyway, missed opportunity.
Sorry. We were two different songs, two different ways. My bad.
I'm not saying, by no means, I do not dislike Simone. I like her looks. I think she is funny. I think that character that is funny the first time.
Right. Also, remember this. Remember this for next season. Remember this for next season when Brendan says that he doesn't like Simone because he said all of this. He's like, I had no problem with Simone. You're like, you dirty fucking liar. But go.
But no, I did just. Did I not just say I like her looks?
But you've been going hard for her this whole season. You went hard for her this whole season
because it's been one note.
It has,
and she's been wearing fucking bikinis. I mean, not the bikinis. Anyway, so the winners were Rose and Candy, like I said, and mm-hmm. Ru announces that this week's maxi challenge will be that the queens are going to host a quote-unquote nice girls roast. I almost said roost.
Which also, like, what is that? What is that? Oh, I guess because it's like the nice girls Miss Congeniality. I was thinking it was like, why do I not get it last week too? No, I know. Because
what's the tea, girl? What's going on?
No, I'm confused sometimes. I'm confused.
She's like, why is it pop?
I'm confused. Sorry.
Three Miss Congeniality queeners will be the guest this week, and it was Nina West, Miss Heidi Aphrodite, Heidi in Closet.
Never changed her name.
Wait, I love how she, hashtag. I love how she came back. I love how I said hashtag. I love how she came. Yeah. back. This would be a long ass hashtag. I love how she came back and still went by Heidi in Closet, and Ru ain't say shit about it.
So can we just want to insert this now before we get into everything. After Drag Race, I mean, even when she was on the show, I'm really not the biggest fan of Heidi in Closet. I don't really
Heidi in the Closet is her name.
See it. I don't really see that much of an elevation, to be honest, in her looks, no. nor her no. makeup. There's been not a lot of elevation at all. I saw her. What was she on?
I mean, she.
Oh, she did. What did she do?
You get what you get.
She did. Bob the Drag Queen has on his YouTube page. She does. He does recaps of UK Drag Race, and Heidi was on one of the episodes. It was so awkward and so weird. Like Heidi, like was not there mentally. Just was not like vibing off of Bob. It was just very weird, and I was like, what. Do y'all live for this? This is very weird. Anyway.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, it was kind of cringy to watch.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I do feel like I could understand, like I feel like I could see that being a thing.
Yeah. I just was like, that's interesting. So we're still in the workroomiana, as Denali would say. So Rosé and Candy get to pick the order of the roast because they won the mini challenge. Found this gave me flashbacks of also UK season 2. I was scared they were going to get into a debacle, but they didn't, so it's okay. So Candy and Rosé think that it's smart to pick the most difficult roles, being first and last for themselves. Why they did that, not sure. Because I would put my ass where Olivia and Utica were. Because they're easy spots. I don't know why you would pick the hardest one for yourself.
Well,
that's kind of odd.
Actually, time out. Because I would agree with you. And then Candy said something that I was like, that is kind of smart. Is that Candy doesn't have... By Candy going first, she doesn't have to worry about repeating a joke and then having the pressure of making up one on the spot or trying to make something different in funny in a different way, which I was like, oh, that makes sense, because if you're all roasting the same people, it's the humor is bound to get somewhat repetitive. Yeah,
the jokes are gonna be the same, jokes are gonna be about Heidi's makeup.
If Candy goes first, or whoever goes first, then they have the opportunity to say it first and then be the original.
Yeah, that's true.
I definitely understood what he meant when he said that.
So the order is as follows. First we have Candy, then Simone, then Utica, Mick, Olivia, and then Rosé closing out the show. So after the girls tell the order, they're just what?
You know, it lives in my head rent-free.
What?
Literally the single line from like one of the first episode, the first challenge when they did the song, like Rosé and them, and it lives in my head rent free. Like I swear to God, like all the time, I'm like, and I can't wait to hear you say it. The winner is Rosé. Like literally, I don't know why. I have no idea why. But like literally, I'll just be like standing there. Like I'll be like, I was just cleaning the bathroom like earlier today, and I was like, can I dance? Like why?
I don't even know. I'd be saying baby a lot, as the way that Rosé says it.
Yeah. Baby. He said Candy, baby. He said, let's not talk about
Let's
focus on winning anything until you win something, baby.
This is how you make a catchphrase. You make it organic. You know what I mean? It's not contrived, it's just something that you say, everyone. Okay. That's how you do it.
Right.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
So why does Simone and Mick keep saying they haven't seen a roast when they do a roast almost every season on Drag Race? Why the fuck do they keep saying that?
God, Mick say she's never seen one, or that she wasn't good, didn't think she would be good at
it. No, she said she's never seen one before as well. That's why I wrote this down.
Okay, plastic. Beyonce is.
I was like, what's the?
I just learned about Beyonce.
I was like, oh my God. And like thinking, like I remember because we were talking about, did we talk about Plastique on this? Was Plastique in the last season of All Stars? No, she wasn't. Did we talk about Plastique?
She's never been on All Stars.
You're right. Then when the fuck did we talk? I remember talking about.
She deserves to be. I think. If you
when did
me.
We talk about this? Then I don't remember. I remember talking about it on this podcast. I don't remember when though. And I think I remember. We were talking about Nikki Doll. And I was talking about people that are not from America and the cultural differences and such. And I remember I stuck up for Plessy because I was like, well, you know, we don't know, you know, what it's like to be an immigrant and all this stuff. And then I think about it now and I'm like, bitch, you were lying the whole time. You were just lying the whole fucking time. So you could get sympathy because you were doing bad and you wanted people to feel bad for you. And I was like, damn, I fucking fell for it, bitch.
And but you know, the whole time Raja and Akira and Autumn were trying to tell us.
So. That's true. They really were, especially
Raja. They literally were. Raja said, "What the hell is that?"
With that hard T at the end.
Yeah. Literally. And then they were, I love how like at the reunion Plasticos, now looking back at it, Akira, you had a lot to do with a lot of the drama that went out. And Akira was like, no, I didn't. And then it went back to the tapes and it was like Akira walking around. So she was like, girl, did you see Plastique's mom? He was like,
Rocha say what?
Her mom. I was like, oh my God. The messiness. That was a messy fucking season.
It was. I wish you would have been talking about it because that was a messy motherfucking
season. Yeah, if we went on a podcast, that would have been a really good season. Those episodes would have been like 2 hours long.
Honestly. Just with Untucked, honestly.
Literally, just with Untucked.
So just another part of the character study of Utica Queen for this episode. So Utica and Livia are talking, and Utica says to Livia that she'll think that she'll do well during the roast, and she has nothing to talk about. Flash literally a second later to the confessional. And
Petty, Utica says, World of Wonder, Petty.
Right, and Utica says, I think I'm most worried about Olivia and this challenge. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Which begs the question, do you think that she said that this episode?
Yes. I do.
I do too. I was I just do. Asking.
No, I do.
What is clicking in here? I do too.
I just think that like,
but
I don't know if this has been a whole season thing, but I guess they talked about it a couple episodes ago on Untucked, how they feel like Utica's not being authentic. And I kind of took that with a grain of salt because we had never seen like this much of it before in the show. You know what I mean? Right. But when we get to the rehearsals, we'll get to it more. But like, it's just, she doesn't have like social skills. It's very odd. It's very, very odd. I just don't get
it. Yeah. Even like, I will say the last episode, she did say, I need to trip all the other girls so they fall. So maybe she was just trying to play some like mind games. She just doesn't realize it, right? And that's which doesn't make it right. But right. maybe she in her mind she's like, oh, I'm such a friendly, giddy, nice person. But she's really like that like kid who's like popping your balloons behind your back with the needle.
I don't take that shit. Because I don't believe that. Well, I mean,
yeah, nobody should.
No. But what I'm saying is that I think that she's fully aware of what she's completely aware of what she's doing. She's completely aware that she's an actual, really snarky, really backstabbing, not nice person. And she's putting on this front for the world in this show to see because she doesn't want to be marked as a villain. She wants to be liked by the audience. You know what I mean? I think that's exactly what's happening. And that's exactly what we're seeing in this episode. Because they probably have gotten all these fucking confessionals from her that are really snarky and mean and rude and mean-spirited, but they haven't put it on there because they're trying to make her into this nice character. And I ain't about that shit.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I feel like that is probably true.
I ain't here for
and
it.
And she got real mean. Like,
but yeah, like, we'll talk about it, bitch. Bitch, I wrote it down. Look, she got real fucking mean.
Well, because it's just like mean. On that note, but like, I just feel like this thought has to deal with that note because just like she did say, like, she doesn't, is learning the balance between what's offensive and what's not. Girl, like, were you fucking born yesterday?
That's what I'm saying. You're a grown ass adult. What the fuck are you talking
Utica
about?
Utica ain't fucking like, I mean, yeah, it's Utica, but it's not like fucking under the Rocksville. Right. I mean, yeah, it's a small ass town, but it's still
you here. Live in the world. You live in the you world.
Live here.
Like, you know,
on this fucking planet, you have a brain.
Like that was also a complete bullshit to me. I'm like, stop with all this, stop this nice act, because I'm not here for it anymore.
Why you lying?
It's very, why the fuck you lying?
Hey.
Also at this moment, Rosé is having a Laganja moment when she's fucking laughing. I remember when Laganja was sitting underneath the table laughing at herself when she was fucking.
Oh my God, yes. You know who
Rosé
else
was having the exact moment when she was writing her jokes?
You know who else did that? Ben
yeah.
De La Christ.
Yeah, Dayla. Dayla definitely had that moment. I was like writing it down. I was like, who did it first? Who was first? Who was before? Laganja was before Dayla, right? Or Dayla was before Laganja?
I think
Ganja was before, because Ganja was on Sharon's season, right?
No.
Ganja was on four?
I think
no.
Ganja was on Bianca's season.
And then Dayla was on which season?
Same? Dayla was on five.
So she was before.
Right?
Right? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Know. Six. No, Dayla was on six.
So, so they were on the same
season. So she came before. No, she was before Dayla or... Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Oh, fuck. No. So five.
So Jinx.
Dayla's must have been on. No.
No. I don't know. There's. I used to know these things by heart. No, but
no,
I,
no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I literally don't know. No. Dayla was on season six. Really... Dayla was on six.
See, you fucked me up.
What the fuck do you mean? I fucked you up. That's what the fuck you said.
What the fuck you mean?
And they were both on. That's what I literally said to you. I was like, so they were both on six. You said no. I was like, what the fuck? Yes, they were.
Wait.
Jackass.
Wait. So I went to. Oh my God, I'm so dumb. But I went to go Google. Like mental, like Drag Race season seven,
yeah,
or season six, and I just fucking typed season six. Google was like, "Bitch, of what?"
Girl, I literally said, "Of what?" Question mark. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, Google was like, "You want to narrow that down a little bit?" Your search yielded like a trillion results.
You've had a long day today. What's going on?
Actually, yes, I have been, I'm not even going to lie, I've been handwriting notes all day long.
That's it?
It's literally, have you ever handwritten fucking over 80 notes?
Yes, I have, actually.
Yeah, and was it fun?
No, your hand be cramping, but girl, you got to do exactly. What you gotta do.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and I did it, and I had to do what I got to do, but it was my hand hurts like a motherfucker. It was a lot. I mean, it wasn't like tiring. It wasn't like a long day. I'm just saying, like, it was like I wrote a lot of letters, so my hand be hurting. I ain't looking for sympathy. I'm just saying.
She knows what Bitch. It is. Yeah, and that was about it for that section. The girls were coming for each other, which I thought was funny. That's when they said, baby, the candy. That was it.
Hey, baby.
Stupid. Oh, so let's move on to the next section, because this is where I have a lot of things to say.
At the rehearsals, mama.
Yes.
So at the rehearsals, the first thing we kind of realize here is that candy... Surprise, surprise, surprise. Needs to focus on enunciating.
Girl,
which, yeah, it's like, because it's like I feel like her lisp is, it's like manageable, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I don't think that's in the way. What gets in the way? I just think it's because she talks so fast.
I think it's
and
definitely
on top of the lisp.
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Definitely, you know what I mean? The two. Yeah,
but I feel like if she didn't talk so fast and like it wouldn't be as hard to understand her. But then you add a lisp up in there, woo, girl! It's like a trio of just no.
They said, "Girl, what?" And she had some funny jokes. You know, Michelle and Lonnie are coaching the queens in this section.
Yes.
She had the jokes.
We knew where they were.
Yes.
So we all know that Mick does not want to do this because he doesn't really know how to roast.
Right.
And I'm all like, I guess. But here's my thing. Mick is funny, and he has been funny throughout this whole season.
Yeah.
Which is all it takes. All you gotta do is make RuPaul laugh, and he be cackling at fucking everything.
Right. Something I'll leave you like, damn, Ru, that shit was not that funny, Ru. That shit was not that funny.
Like that high pitched laugh, right. He be doing loud as fuck for nothing. But yeah, honestly, mixed jokes. Some of Mick's jokes were funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was lolling when he was rehearsing. I was like, okay.
He was excited to see papers, though. He was definitely flipping through them papers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He was. But I was feeling optimistic about Gottmik. I will say.
Most definitely.
Olivia, like when she was rehearsing, she was obviously putting up the little cutesy vibe, which is her thing.
Yeah, that shit was weird.
And I feel like Lonnie and Michelle Visage were trying to tell her, girl, mean it up. Don't be so cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Change it up. Live your life.
Life.
Be more funny, please. For the love of God. And Rosé, she's all up in there. She's all up in the gig, mama.
Mama, she also says mama a lot too, yes.
She does. She's all up in the gig. And honestly, like, I mean, I just feel like Rosé is a performer. Mm-hmm. And I just really feel like there's just not really a challenge you're going to throw his way that's going to really throw him.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Rosé is like, bitch, you want me to fucking do a musical? Okay, I'll fucking pat a beret, enchanté, all up on this motherfucking stage.
Not pat a beret.
You know what I'm saying, girl?
Not pat a beret. I hated that.
I'm so stupid. I love my fucking self. I'm so good.
Mm.
Anyway, what did you think of Simone during rehearsal?
Scatterbrained. Didn't know what the fuck was going on. Also, the jokes were like, if you have to explain your joke every time you say it, it's not funny. Like,
thank you for like, that marvelous introduction.
Like, if you have to be like, oh,
this is from Hocus Pocus, bitch,
yeah,
as if that movie isn't fucking the gays' favorite.
But that's not even like, but if you like, if the joke doesn't land and you have to explain, you're like, oh yeah, like from Hocus Pocus, like that means that you didn't deliver it correctly.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's not exactly. Like, girl, go back to the drawing board because the shit was rough.
And then
he had to take a break.
I know. I had to brace for it because this is like, I feel like the meat of this episode.
Yes.
Is that Utica is. She did say that, like, when she was critiquing Olivia, she did say that she didn't feel like, Olivia, you have to be savage in a roast.
Right.
But we know she was going to come out this fucking savage.
Right.
She was basically kind of just downright mean and pretty much insulting and just basically read Michelle and Lonnie Love for filth. I mean, and they're like, they're in the biz, so like they're not like offended.
Right. Right. You called Michelle old, like, you called Lonnie fat.
And then she goes, you haven't seen The Lion King? And Michelle is like, I have kids. He goes, and you look like it. And Michelle was just like, what? Like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not offended, but just like, what?
What? Like, bitch, first of all, you wish you could look like Michelle when you've been you her age, first and foremost.
Girl, like,
that's the last bitch you want to be talking about somebody's age. Right. You just could never. First and foremost, that bitch was sick looking pretty. Number one.
Even without makeup, too. She's gorgeous.
She is. Like, how dare you? How dare you?
She is just
snatch for the gods.
Oh my god. That is lipstick Nick be fucking her face. Oh.
And whoever do her hair, that should be coiffed in, bitch.
It just gets me excited. Like, it doesn't literally get me excited. It just makes me happy, like, to see Michelle's, like, beat when she comes out. Because I just know Michelle's going to look flawless. I almost be looking forward more to Michelle than RuPaul. Skitty-bop.
It's just, yeah. And then,
what
you
else
know,
did you think about it? You know what I mean?
Well, she also said, like, you know, she did the whale call.
That was just dumb
for Nina West, and then basically called Lonnie a whale as well. And Michelle was like, this is not, it's mean, it's not funny, it's mean. Observational comedy is not funny, it's mean.
Right. And also it's predictable. You know what I mean?
Like, girl, we know you're gonna say fucking Nina West got fucking shoulders. We know you're gonna say Heidi can't do makeup. You know you're gonna say fucking Valentina's delusional. We know. You have to make it funny.
Yes, you just have to find a different way to make that funny.
To present.
Don't try to go out of left field and be like, if you want to call, you know, call Michelle, you know, make fun of her band, you know, her.
Yeah, make fun of what's it called?
Make fun of her outfits or some shit. Right. You know what I mean? But like, just don't be like, you're fat.
That's it. You're fat. You'd be like, what the fuck? <It's> like, damn, bitch. What? God.
Jesus. Like, oh, Nina West. Well, like, oh, okay. Like, it's just such like child humor.
Very that. It's
such child humor. And so, which I mean, but obviously Utica is clearly very adolescent, even in his drag reference.
Clearly.
I feel like.
So. Clearly, yes.
Anyways, despite all of that, and despite all of that fucking negative critique, Yuka waltzes his fucking happy ass back into that fucking workroom and says, hey girl, hey, I feel good about it.
Everybody's like,
and everybody was like,
what?
I think who said it? One of them said it.
I think it was Mick.
Was just like, I just hope that. I think it was Rosé. He was like, Utica just walking around laughing. He was like, I just hope she doesn't like go too hard on the girls.
Yeah.
And sure enough, later on, we will discuss, but he sure enough didn't fucking listen.
So. At all.
Literally, at all.
So on to the mirror moments for this episode. Did it call Utica right?
Eureka!
Thank you. So Utica the next day still thinks that the girl's doing well, doing good.
Still feel, literally like, not even phased. Like right. She had a whole like slept on it, woke up and was like, I still feel good.
Yeah, like what's wrong with what I'm doing? This is so foolish. So delusional, literally so fucking delusional. The girls talk about how comedy has help them in their lives and stuff. You know, Simone says, you know, comedy has lightened her self-imposed load.
And everybody was like,
what are they like? And then, you know, Rosé's talking about how she finds joy in making people laugh. That was about it. There was something really deep for these mirror moments this week.
Well, on episode 89, they're fleeting. There's not much else to talk about.
You're right. Nothing much else to reveal. So
yeah, because they've all gone through it pretty much. Right,
basically.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they really like, and I don't know if they all want to get like deep, you know what I mean? Because like some things should be kept to the self.
Yeah.
Just because we all know how the internet be.
Mm-hmm.
So going to the Mayan stage. Boom.
Bam 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 cover girl. Put the bass in your walk. Okay. Bitch.
First of all, bitch. RuPaul. Bitch. Oh god.
Bitch got the goddamn she doing the Vangie special this
RuPaul said, look, y'all wanted a twist.
Give you a leotard with a cape.
Honestly, I'm here for it. RuPaul was me like, too. Y'all, bitch, I still got it. Don't me come too. For me. Don't wow. fucking come for me. Don't come for me. Basically, it's what this outfit is giving me. This outfit is giving me very much, don't come for me.
It's the legs for me.
And yeah, it is the legs for me. RuPaul's always been the legs for everybody, I feel.
Right. This shit is immaculate. Like, thank you, Ru, for switching it up, too. Ru's been trying to switch it up a little bit, you know?
He is. I feel like he'd be listening.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
He used to not.
It was just, it was gowns, and gowns, beautiful gowns.
Well, because I guess he was just feeling like, it was just giving him, because he used to, he was probably like, here I am, critiquing these girls and showing versatility, and I come out in the same goddamn gown every week. And
I heard
something different.
Where did I hear that? That Rue like just has these looks, half of them are like from like the 90s and like are just archived in like Rue's fucking closet, and she just pulls them out. Like, she's had some of these things for years and years.
Well, if you think about
it, that's crazy.
But like, if you think about it though, like RuPaul, yes, he's been around a lot.
Yeah.
Right. But I guarantee you, we have seen way more of his Klein, Epstein, and Parker collection than his drag collection mm-hmm. over the years. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Absolutely. I guarantee you that. He's fucking RuPaul. Are you kidding?
Right.
He is the queen of drag. Ooh. You know?
Drag queen. But I'm the queen of drag.
Drag queen. I'm the queen of drag. he is, you can't tell me his closet as RuPaul is it fucking filled to the brim. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely. I'm gonna storage
you see
unit.
Fucking, you see Trixie Mattel, you see fucking Vanjie, you see Shea Coulee's closet. You mean to tell me RuPaul ain't got a fucking closet just right. like that, if not 10 times bigger?
All right.
So, like, I'm sure he has countless pieces of like designer shit and just other custom made shit that he's just never fucking worn, or mm-hmm. he's worn once at some gig nobody has a picture of.
Yeah.
Or he just gives it to a tailor to make it different.
Something else, yeah.
Yeah. So I fucking, yes, queen.
We love it.
We love a resourceful queen.
Yes.
Except for the fracking.
All right, so on to the rest. On to the rest. We're going to break the girls down one by one. First up is Candy Muse. Candy was great. Candy was funny. She was giving the girls the jokes. It was a solid opening. One of my favorite jokes was when she said to Nina West, I know Drag Race is the Olympics of drag, but baby, you're the stadium. I said, oh, she didn't need it.
Yes, God, that was laughing very much so.
But she got today.
She was funny. I will give her that. She was. I think she did a good job.
Yeah.
And her fucking waist.
Snatch.
I'm surprised she could breathe.
Breathe. Breathe.
Did you also like, you know what other one was good too? Was when he said, RuPaul is so old that I told her to act her own age. And he said, bitch, she died.
Like, I love how they made she didn't need it.
That was, oh my god. And RuPaul was like, oh my god, laughing so hard.
Right. Right. RuPaul was like, oh, I didn't need it.
RuPaul was not having it.
RuPaul
was gagged.
Candy was great. I didn't expect her to be anything less, but it was it was very, very good, solid opening.
Mm-hmm. She set the tune.
Yes. All right. So next up is Simone. I couldn't even write down any jokes because there weren't. Where are the jokes? There were none. There were literally no jokes in her set. Also, like...
Yeah, I was trying to think, but no.
It was very weird because, like, the setup for the joke was so long, and then, like, some of them didn't even have a punchline. Like, when she was talking about Valentina...
Oh, yeah, she was like, you did that, girl.
And that was it. I was like, okay, where's the joke? Where's the punchline? There was you just said a statement. Where's the joke?
Yeah.
It was very fucked. Awkward. It was very fucking
It was
awkward.
Fucked from the beginning. It was uncomfortable. It was cringeworthy.
And the fucking voice came back, bitch. The fucking voice.
And she did that whole thank you for the marvelous introduction. Candy, when you're standing up here with all the other girls on the top who have had wings and you were in the back, did you feel like you were sitting alone in the VIP?
Like, girl,
make it. Funny.
Also, get on with the joke, bitch. What takes you so long to get there? Like, damn.
You like when that Valentina, you forgot the words to them lipstick, that lip sync girl, didn't you? She like, said, you're an actress. She even said it. I'm done. He's
over it. Yes. Yeah, I'm just very, tired.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of like. I'm tired of coattail, like, people, like, or whatever you want to call it. Just, like, people who, like, I'm not saying, like, I'll say it again, like, I don't hate her. It's just, like, I just don't feel like she's, like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
I don't feel like she's as good as people are portraying her to be.
No, and I want her to, like, I want her to come back for All Stars.
Yeah.
Because I think she could win an All Stars. But yep,
that's your opinion. You could say it's high.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, I just feel it in my soul.
In my heart, bitch.
In my heart.
All right. Okay. Jesus. So next up is Utica. Okay. Next up is Utica. I can tell you right now, I had to watch it over again because the first time I did not watch, I could not watch it. I could not get through this. It was so fucking cringy to me. My fucking God. So fucking cringy. Okay.
Her they first. Heard
who did? Wonder Wonder?
The judges.
Oh. So her first joke about Simone, when she said, I thought the one that had the balls, I thought I was the one who had the balls to bomb that hard. I thought that was funny. That was a cute little opening, you know? That was all right. This middle section, though, bitch. She did the Simone and Pumbaa thing. Wasn't funny. Wasn't funny the first time. Wasn't funny the second time.
She just did everything that she did in rehearsal that they said wasn't funny.
She did the whale thing. And then, bitch, she was talking about who was she talking about at the time? Heidi, was she talking about? And then she like linked it to Lonnie, how Lonnie's fucking comedy career or something. Again, I couldn't watch it, so I don't know. And then Lonnie said, "You're the one who's bombing." I said, "Oh no!"
Oh my god! And then you could tell that threw her. You could tell.
No, I was like, "Oh no!" And I just, but my favorite part of this whole roast was how Lonnie was laughing. Lonnie is one of those people who could be at any roast because she doesn't take anything like she doesn't take it to heart. You know what I mean? Because right. She was laughing the whole fucking time at everything.
Yeah.
She was that mad. She was
no,
like, yeah, she's
not pressed.
No, she wasn't pressed at all. She was like, bitch, but you know what who's bombing. The fuck you coming for me for? Like,
right. She's
you
saying tried goodbye.
It. You tried it. Oh, that was too much for me. That was too much. I almost slumped down in my chair at that point. But one of the gags of this whole episode. So let's start by saying, if people don't know, it's known to some in the drag race world that after Ru walks down the runway, you know, before, like, when they start the main stage, usually when she's sitting at the judges panel, either A, she has sweatpants on underneath, like on her legs, or it's just, like, it's not a full, the gown is not a full gown, or she, like, uncinches, you know. It's not a full dress anymore, basically, is what I'm trying to say. A very known fact, and doesn't wear heels either. So when Utica says, "Ru, you're such a fashion icon, can you if you can stand up for us, please?" She knew what she was doing. It was funny because it was just so, like, Ru was like, bitch, who the fuck? Ru was like, who the fuck? Who are you talking to like that?
RuPaul said.
The two middle fingers.
But my it was the long pause at the beginning for
right,
me.
Ru said.
He literally, RuPaul, he just looked at him. He said, bitch, I'm going to fuck you up. It's just bitch,
you know you go home this fucking episode.
He said, bye.
It was funny.
What do you think he did? Do you think he did like this?
I think like so. This? I couldn't tell. I was trying to tell.
It looked like he was doing like fisting his like this or like this.
I think it was that. But I really couldn't tell. Yeah,
it looked like it was probably this. Because he was like, that is the dirtiest thing you can do with your hand.
It was something vulgar, you know, something vulgar.
He said. Fucking rude. Rude ass bitch. Honestly.
But it was cringe. It was fucking
honestly, cringe. Utica got roasted harder than people did.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Literally, RuPaul said, fuck yeah.
So in between Utica and Mick, there was a commercial break, and Mick was basically like, I have to go in after this fucking bitch, and everybody's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, literally Mick's face when she was like, oh, fuck God's sakes, I had to get up here and do this shit. Like,
she said, Jesus Christ.
I would have felt the same way, like, fuck, Jesus Lord.
But honestly, it sets you, the bar is low, low, low. That's true. For you.
It's very true. As long as you don't completely
like,
bomb, you're
good. A guy walked into a bar, it hurt, and they'd be like, right? Compared to that shit.
So Mick comes on. One of my favorite things that Mick says to Ru is, I'm such a big fan of you and your work and all of your hit song.
That one was definitely like one of the highlights of the whole episode.
That was good.
And then her second one that she had too was pretty good too. That was good. Or like the one about Ross.
Yeah. She says, "Ross, I love you so much. You're the only person I've ever met that watches porn and comes when the pizza gets delivered."
Oh my God. And then so that's what I was just like, she was scared for nothing because she came out and she did so good.
Yeah. She was scared for no reason because she, you got the jokes. It's okay.
Yes, you got the jokes, girl. You had the jokes. You had the jokes.
So Mick did great.
Yes. I honestly thought Mick did better than Candy.
Oh, really? You think so?
I do.
Hmm.
But also, I will get to the last one I thought was really good too. But we'll
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like they were kind of equal. I don't know if one.
I mean, they were. It was very hard. It was very hard.
Yeah.
But to me, I just feel like I thought her jokes were like I was like lolling a little bit more at Mick's jokes.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Next up is Olivia. She really didn't have much jokes she didn't either. Have
much at all. The whole like, go back to the. No, well, I guess we can talk about the critiques, but like, fucking what RuPaul said, like when he walked out, it felt like an apology.
Mm-hmm.
That made sense to me. I was like, it did. It just felt like it was like he was like unsure of his comedy.
Yeah, it was a weird choice to do the cute thing. I don't know why Olivia thought that would be a good idea because it was also I wouldn't say cringe. It was kind of awkward. It was very awkward.
Right. It was.
So I don't really get what she was trying to do. She had one good one. She said, "Mama Ru is so old. She signed the Declaration of Independence as parent/guardian." Yeah. I thought that was really funny.
That one was funny. But like the whole character just didn't work.
Yeah, it really fell flat for me.
It did. It just didn't work.
And then the one where she was talking about Valentina's eyebrows. 1, 2, 3. Valentina was like, "Girl, look at your fucking eyebrows."
But like, then she said, it looks like she's trying to count how many times I've been in the bottom.
Yeah, like you shaded yourself.
And I was just like, did you just roast
yourself? it was weird.
Did you just give RuPaul a reason to send you?
Yeah, it was fucking weird. It was fucking weird.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I was very shook.
Me too. I was like, God, I want this shit to end.
I knew it wasn't going to be good. I don't really care for that. Like fucking, she looks like a fucking, like, animatronics thing at fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my God. Yeah, the character choice was weird. And lastly was Rosé. I thought Rosé was really good. It was a really good rounding out for the show. Which I didn't notice while she was on stage, but they talked about it afterwards, how Rosé didn't have any cards. She was just going right off going right off of memory, which I think should have been, what's the word I'm looking for? Should have been counted more
In
the critiques.
100%.
One of my favorite jokes from Rosé, she said to Nina West, she said, "Nina West's shoulders are so wide that in high school she auditioned for the school play and got the part of the stage."
That's shady.
Y'all gotta stop talking about Nina West's body shape. God damn it.
Right. God damn it. She can't help it. She can't help that shit.
Right.
Fucking, you know what joke made me laugh so fucking hard? Well, not so fucking hard. That's a dramatic, but it made me laugh was when she goes, "You know, me and RuPaul were both gorgeous. Yeah. But it turns out that's not the only thing that we have in common." And she was like, "We're both in the music industry. One of us is a recording artist, and one of us is a singer.
I was gonna sing everything. Rosé is me.
I was living. It was that joke. I thought was so funny.
She also said to Heidi, "The only thing thirstier than Heidi in closet are her makeup brushes," which I said, not a lie, because her makeup was not looking great on the fucking.
Do you believe that Heidi tried to like fuck her?
I don't know if that was like a true story or if
because he said it twice. He said it in a confessional and then he said it on.
He said it in a confessional too.
Yes, he said that like in New York or something that Heidi has hit on him or something. He said that. I have to rewatch. But I swear he said something about it in a confessional too. I swear he did.
I guess it is true then. I thought it was just like a bit, but I guess it is true.
But Heidi goes, lie.
Lie. Lie. Lie. I mean, Rosé's a cute boy, so you know.
I mean,
I get baby, it. Baby.
Hey, baby.
So who is your favorite in the roast?
I'm gonna be honest. You know who my top two are? Fucking Rosé and Gottmik.
You thought Rosé was funnier than Candy.
I thought both Rosé and Gottmik were funnier than Candy. So I laughed more at their jokes. I thought Candy was very funny.
Yeah.
And she is like right behind them.
Okay.
But like, I just, to me, for my comedy style, like for, or what I find funny, it, I just really laughed at like Gottmik's and Rosé's humor.
I thought what the judges said about Rosé was really accurate. I feel like she had better jokes when she was rehearsing, and I feel like she didn't say all of them when she was actually on stage. I feel like if she would have said all the stuff she said in rehearsal on stage, she would have been bounds and leaps ahead of Candy. Maybe it was just the way
true.
That they
that
yeah.
is true.
Yeah.
That
is maybe true. It was just the way that they edited it and we didn't see all of the jokes. But I thought Rosé was a little less strong than Candy was.
Yeah, I mean that's true. If you factor that in, then yeah, I guess that makes sense. But also it should like you should almost cancel that out because she didn't use cards.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a tough one. But I do feel like that it was a very fair top and bottom situation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
I thought it was 100% fair.
So who were the tops and the bottoms this week?
Well, the tops were Candy, Gottmik, and Rosé.
Jose.
See, in my head. bottom two this week, or excuse me, not we're not there yet, but the bottoms this week were Simone, Utica, and Olivia.
Rightfully so.
Yes, God.
Rightfully so.
The fucking winner of this week ended up being Candy Muse.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly,
her first win.
Her first win. And honestly, I think, she, like I said, I know I just said I think Gottmik and Rosé, or I think at least Gottmik did better. But and I really do think she did strong. And I think she did really good. And I think she is definitely worthy of the win.
Should we talk about the looks? I mean, there was no runway this week, and the looks didn't really factor into the challenge. I didn't have anything to say because I thought everybody looked good. I didn't think anyone.
Yeah, I thought
looked...
everybody looked good.
Yeah, and everybody.
I mean, the only thing I think the focal point was fucking Candy Muse's snatched ass waist.
Yeah, she looked great. I liked what Mick had on too. Mick had on like a sparkly.
Yes, I didn't really like the hair.
I can't remember how their hair looked, honestly.
It was like it was up, but it was like feathery. It was just I didn't really care for the hair.
I think she should have done the clown white face, honestly. This would have been a good time to do it.
Oh my god, yeah, that would have been a really good time for that.
Yeah, I don't know why she didn't. I mean, she's literally a clown. Yes, the hair was a little iffy.
Yeah, I wasn't really fond of it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen better on her.
Yeah, but I thought everybody looked great. Also, I thought that Heidi's outfit was a little questionable, but I thought that Valentina and Nina West looked good too.
Yeah. Valentina's makeup, I like that she changed her makeup is a little different.
Yeah, her makeup has definitely changed over the years.
She's like just a good drag queen. Like she's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think I said the winner is Candy Muse.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom two were Utica and Simone. Very much so.
Yeah.
Warranted.
Yeah.
I really think Simone bombed this challenge, and I do think Utica completely bombed this challenge. So, yes.
Yeah.
They should be in the bottom.
And it's like Simone had absolutely no jokes. Utica had a couple zingers here and there, but she didn't take the directions of the judges at all. At all.
Not at all.
Nothing. She said, oh, y'all got critiques? I don't give a shit because I'm going to just do what I want.
Right. She didn't give no facts.
Nope.
Oof.
So lipstick for this week was No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. And apparently now Ariana Grande has the most songs that we're lip synced to ever on the series. What was it?
Yeah.
Like six or seven? Something like that.
Yeah, that was what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Very interesting. The girls are girling for Ariana.
The girls got hits. So, I mean, and she's been judge before, too.
Yes, God.
She's due back to be a judge again. Like, she's due back to be like a Gaga or Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Episode.
That level. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's that level now.
How'd you feel about this lip sync? Okay.
You know what I mean? It was just like, whatever. I wasn't like, I mean, I do think Simone did better, but it was just like, whatever.
Yeah. I think it was
nobody Utica's was time really to go. Giving. It was Utica's time to go, but nobody was really giving the give for me in that lip sync.
Fortunately, this week we had to say goodbye to Utica Queen. Did you watch? I actually watched Untucked right before this in its entirety because I didn't watch it the day of. So I have something to say.
I did watch it actually.
We didn't watch last week, and Tina and fucking Rosé got into an argument. We missed it.
What would they fight over?
You still didn't see it? He's like, I don't fucking know. I don't know because I only saw clips. But Rosé, I don't know. Fuck. Hold on. I don't know what they were fighting over, but it was funny.
Rosé said, baby.
No, she did. She did a singing thing, and I thought it was funny.
Oh, wait. No, wait. I did see that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I did see that. And she goes, you're literally doing that right now. Yeah. Oh, wait. You literally just did or something like that.
Yes.
I did see that.
Fucking missed it.
I did watch some of that on Tucked, actually.
I did, too, but I turned it off after a while because I was like, this is not going anywhere.
Because, like, she was like, I'm not being defensive, Rosé, or something like that. Yes. Rosé was like, you literally just went.
And she was like, her, like, bitch, sing again. She said, sing again. I'll fucking punch you out. I love it. I love the singing.
Oh, my God. I need to find that clip now.
You literally said it right now.
I can't, but keep going. But.
Yes. So on a talk this week, Olivia has the audacity. Also, like, don't do this. Don't
the
do
gumption.
This. The gumption. Gumption. Okay, fucking taste. ask the girls their opinion on her set. And they were like,
you blew dick.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. That's why you're in the fucking bottom. So I don't understand. Also, Candy doesn't know what turning a new leaf means. She ain't never heard that before in her life.
Girl, just use context clues. You know what I mean? Don't ask questions.
You look funny. Like that. Like, don't be one of them people from the hood that ain't never been nowhere before. Don't be one of them people, please. Don't do that. Don't be one of them. Girl, like, right, use the context. Put two and two together, girl.
Just, like, think about it. Just stop. I think Rob said this. He was like, I think she'd just be being dumb just for like
just clout. Just to be funny.
You know what I mean? He was like, you there's no look, way
you never heard no way
you don't know what the fuck. Turning a new leaf. They got leaves all over the Bronx. Don't act like that.
Ain't but you ain't never in your life anywhere before I never heard that saying. Anywhere. Not one time. You never heard that saying. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. Fuck. Fuck.
Damn. Oh, fuck. Also, the Miss Congenialities come in for a little bit during Untucked, and I thought it was really interesting. Valentina asked the girls who they think is going to be the fan favorite, and I think it was Simone that was like, oh, I think it's going to be Olivia. Definitely not. I think the two fan favorites, honestly, are Denali and Rosé. I think the fucking white twins really like Utica, but I think Rosé and Denali really, really garnered a big audience. When people say fan favorite, I don't think of front runners. You know what I mean? I don't think of like Mick, because it's like, it's obvious. I don't think of like Mick, Simone, like people like them because they're gonna be at the top. People are gonna like them anyway. I truly believe it's Denali and Rosé that are the fan favorites of this season.
Oh, well, then if that's the case, then it's gonna be Denali because Rosé is in the top.
Oh yeah, that's true. I mean, or maybe
she will be.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I feel like she's going to be.
Me too.
The winner is Rosé.
Who do you think is a fan favorite?
I could agree with that. I feel like Denali is getting a lot of like good vibes.
The girls love Denali.
The girls are fucking
also girly. Wait, can we just go back? So remember when I think it was in Snatch Game or something, and they were talking about Denali has a nice ass or something like that. I was watching and I thought about this ever since I watched the lip sync with her and Kimora Hall, and there was a time where the camera was like back and she walked around. and I thought that she had pads on, and I was like, no, that's just her ass. That's amazing. This shit is plump, bitch.
It's amazing.
It's nice. I said, wow.
I said, wow.
It was great. I just wanted to add
wow
that.
Wow presents.
I also just watched her What You Packing.
Hey, let's go tonight.
She has a really like interesting story how she like was supposed to be in the Olympics, and she lived in Alaska and then moved to Salt Lake City when she was like 15 or something to join the junior team, but like obviously did make it because like how many people make it to the Olympics? Not that many. And then she like went and she did performing ice skating. So she like went on cruises and stuff like that. And then she said she really fell in love with the Chicago drag scene because a lot of the people in Chicago are really, really good performers, and moved to Chicago and started doing drag.
Living.
Right. And she's Jewexican is what she said. Jewish and Mexican.
She's a Jexican.
Yeah. I was like,
nice. What? Work, bitch, work.
You got anything else to say about Untuk this week?
Untuk, no.
Okay. So next week is going to be Honey, I Shrunk the Drag Queen. The queens are going to act in a sci-fi adventure playing teeny shrunken drag queens. We'll see how that goes. Who is this person? Who's that?
Scarlett. Are you fucking kidding me? Scarlett Johansson?
No, the person before that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cynthia Erivo?
Yeah, who's that? I don't fucking know. Scarlett Johansson is an asshole.
I was like, damn, bitch, what the fuck? You live under a rock? No, Cynthia Erivo? I don't know who the hell that is.
Who the fuck?
That is Harpo Hooters woman.
I don't really know this man. Oh, she black. Do I know who this lady is? Oh, I feel bad because she black. Now I don't know who the hell she is. Fuck, am I supposed to know this?
Oh, I've seen her.
Me too, but like, what's she in?
She's so pretty.
What is she that I've seen before? Oh, she was in Harriet. She played Harriet Tubman in Harriet. That's where she's from. Got
she
it.
She's gorgeous.
Okay. I got it. That's all I need to know. And then Scarlett Johansson is going to be making a guest appearance.
I love her style. Yeah. She's nice style.
Similar to Anne Hathaway. Yeah. So that was it for this episode. What are you doing? That was it for this episode.
I was just looking at her.
Yeah. That's it, girl. That's
all
it.
In all, I thought it was pretty good.
Good for you. Not good for me. That's cringy for me. This next week is gonna be next week. I feel it's gonna be kind of shaky. I ain't gonna lie. It's gonna be kind of shaky. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, this concept is kind of happen with. Yeah, this looks like it could be something. Not funny.
Yeah. So we'll see what Wonder Wonder got up their motherfucking sleeve.
Shall see.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, you can email us at workthepod@gmail.com. Follow us on all of our socials that'll be listed in the description of this episode. Subscribe wherever you are listening and leave us five stars and a review on Apple Podcast. Brendan, anything else?
No. Just as always, thank you for listening. We appreciate it so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening.
See you yes!
Next. Bye.
Bye.